This is DW News live from Berlin. Hundreds of passengers leave a cruise ship hit by the coronavirus in Japan. But was the decision to detain the passengers in the first place a mistake? Also coming up, lucky to be alive. Despite the dangers, many people are still trying to reach Europe in overcrowded boats. We report from a rescue ship trying to save them. And fighting underage prostitution in Colombia.
16.
How much is it?
500. I know a place within walking distance. It's safe. I always go there.
DW goes undercover to find out why so many children are working as prostitutes in the tourist city of Cartagena. I'm Brian Thomas. Great to have you with us today. The death toll from the coronavirus has now passed 2,000, and the virus has spread to more than 20 countries around the world on five continents. More than 74,000 people are now infected, with the vast majority of them, of course, being in China, where the virus first was detected in December of last year. Now, outside of China, there are more than 1,000 cases confirmed. The biggest cluster of these cases has been here aboard the cruise ship the Diamond Princess. It's been in quarantine in the Japanese port city of Yokohama for 2 weeks. Now, hundreds who have tested negative for the virus have started leaving that ship and are returning to their home countries.
What went wrong on board the Diamond Princess? Passengers who've tested negative for the coronavirus are finally being allowed to leave. Now, questions are being asked about how the floating quarantine facility became an incubator for disease.
Well, but obviously the situation on the ground has changed, and clearly there's been more transmission than expected on the ship, and I think the authorities in Japan are adjusting to that reality now.
When the cruise ship first arrived in Yokohama, 10 passengers tested positive for the virus. 2 weeks later, more than 500 had been infected.
It'll be very important to study this particular event and see what the issues have been that have led to transmission to the people who've been on that ship.
Other health experts say the ship has been a failed experiment in containment and want the air filtration and waste disposal systems tested as possible modes of transmission. Some on board described it as a floating prison. One British couple shared their experiences through online videos.
We're doing okay, we really are. Air conditioning is still getting us down. We've turned off the humidifier and we're leaving the door open, but we've closed that now. It's so damn cold outside.
Shortly after, they announced they'd tested positive for coronavirus and would be moved to a hospital. Thousands still remain on the Diamond Princess. Those being evacuated now face up to 2 weeks more quarantine in their home countries.
In Turkey, celebrations over the unexpected release of anti-government protesters have been dampened by the rearrest of one prominent activist. Nine protesters charged over the 2013 anti-government Gezi Park demonstrations were freed from jail, but the opposition and outspoken philanthropist Osman Kavala was immediately ordered back into detention on new charges.
In Istanbul, reporters waited for hours for the release of Osman Kavala. The philanthropist and activist was jailed in late 2017, accused of organizing protests and attempting to overthrow the government. On Tuesday, Kavala was unexpectedly cleared and released, but only for minutes. He was returned to custody on new accusations of participating in a coup against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in July 2016.
It's not the first time such a thing has happened. We saw it in other cases last year, immediate detention under new claims that are bizarre. Now they allege he took part in the 2016 coup attempt. It's quite clear that there has been political influence in the judicial process.
May 2013, the start of the Gezi Park protest. Thousands of people demonstrated, first against the planned development, then against the Erdogan government. The movement quickly spread nationwide. But it ended after a violent crackdown. 16 protesters were arrested, including human rights activists, academics, and lawyers. Among them, Osman Kavala. The former entrepreneur and nonprofit organization founder had worked with several German foundations. Prosecutors had called for a life sentence. On Tuesday came his surprise release, then re-detention. The trial has been closely monitored by international media, diplomats, and NGOs. Some have criticized the process as politically motivated.
Let's brief you now on some of the other stories making the news. Ukraine and Russian-backed separatists have blamed each other for a flare-up in violence in Ukraine's rebel-held east. The fighting broke out Tuesday and puts pressure on the country's 2015 ceasefire agreement. The UN-supported government in Libya has suspended its participation in talks in Geneva aimed at salvaging a fragile ceasefire. The announcement came after forces of rebel commander Khalifa Haftar stepped up attacks on the Libyan capital, Tripoli, hitting its strategic port. Rebel groups now control most of the country. Well, off the coast of Libya, an NGO ship, the Ocean Viking, has rescued 182 people. They're among thousands of migrants still trying to reach Europe by making the dangerous journey across the Mediterranean in often overcrowded small boats. The Ocean Viking is operated by Doctors Without Borders and another NGO. They say the migrants are simply lucky to be alive. DW's Mirjag Zoric has more.
From the deck of the rescue ship Ocean Viking, Nicholas Romaniuk is scanning the sea for a boat with migrants on board. The Ocean Viking is about 130 kilometers off the Libyan coast. That means it's in international waters.
We have an alert for a possible wooden boat with 90 packs on board. I was wondering if you have a visual.
Border control pilots are in radio contact. The border patrol is searching the area with small aircraft or helicopters. They say they think they've spotted the migrant boat with 90 people on board.
Position 3, 4, 1, 4, north.
The migrant boat is now clearly visible.
Starboard bow, approximately 10 degrees.
Rescue dinghies are ready to be deployed. Tongi is one of the most experienced staff when it comes to sea rescues. He tells his colleagues what he knows about the refugees so far. And the mission begins.
If we can give everybody a life jacket, it means that nobody's gonna drown.
The two rescue dinghies set off for the migrant boat, along with the ship. It's important not to rush this part of the operation, to take time to assess the situation. The wooden migrant boat is overloaded with 84 passengers, all young men. The danger that they might stand up and become agitated and tip over the boat is a big concern. That's why the first thing they're getting are life vests. It will take three trips back and forth to get all the migrants on board the Ocean Viking. Most of them are from Bangladesh, Morocco and Somalia, with a few from Algeria and the Gambia. 21 are under 18 years old. They came along without parents or relatives.
You all received a rescue kit. Inside of it, there is high energy food, water, clothes, and a blanket.
The migrants are also addressed in Arabic and other languages. Every single person will be examined by the doctors on board.
It was a dangerously overcrowded boat. We're super lucky the weather is so calm and the water was flat. Otherwise, I could see it would have been a super critical rescue. So I'm really happy about that. The people are quite exhausted. Some of them found it quite difficult to climb onto the boat and to climb up onto Ocean Viking. But otherwise, luckily, they seem like the health condition is good.
The migrants are weak, but now safe. They're happy to be alive.
It's to Colombia now, where many in the popular tourist city of Cartagena are concerned about the growing number of children being forced into prostitution. The problem has been deepening as Cartagena's sunny beaches attract more and more international tourists. But a group of locals is pushing back to break up the underage prostitution rings. DW's Nicole Fröhlich has this exclusive report.
During the day, Cartagena stuns with its vivid colors and vibrant Caribbean charm. A picture-perfect holiday destination for tourists from all over the world. But when the sun goes down, things change. As night falls, sex workers flood the squares popular with foreigners, many of them far too young to be doing this, as a DW undercover reporter finds out after just a couple of minutes on the central Plaza de los Coches.
How old are you?
16.
How much is it?
500. I know a place within walking distance. It's safe. I always go there.
The city's booming tourism sector has helped many families secure their livelihood. But the wish to escape poverty has created a blind spot when it comes to protecting the most vulnerable. Fernando, who wishes to remain anonymous, was 13 when strangers first offered him money for sex.
When I saw the money, I obviously gave in. I didn't anticipate the harm it would do to me. But once you enter this vicious cycle, which it undoubtedly is, you can't escape on your own. You need tools and people who can get you back on the right track.
In Colombia, prostitution is illegal before the age of 18. The fight against sexual exploitation of children is regulated by law. But legislation wasn't able to protect Fernando and thousands of others from becoming victims. To shield young people from those who want to take advantage of them, a local foundation has launched the campaign La Muralla Soy Yo, I Am the Wall.
La Muralla Soy Yo is a defense strategy for our boys and girls in the tourism sector environment. There are protocols and codes of conduct we ask of service providers, especially hotels, to implement in coordination with the authorities. That's the reaction part. But the wall also does important prevention work and attends minors whose rights have already been violated.
Since its launch, hundreds of hotels, taxi drivers, and street vendors have joined the initiative. One of them is Victor. He runs a beach tent rental and feels like much more than just another brick in the wall.
All of us at the beaches who know about this problem are alert. If we see something, we make sure to tell people, hey, listen, what you're doing is wrong. We need to protect our children. We can't put them in the hands of criminals. I do this from my heart. Nobody is forcing me. This is community work, and when I work for my community, I fight with my heart, my hands, my feet, my teeth, with all I have.
But not everybody is as dedicated as Victor. Our undercover reporter was offered sex with a minor just meters away from two patrolling policemen, proving once again that it takes a village to protect a vulnerable child, but only one person to let it fall through the cracks.
We have some sports now. In the Champions League round of 16, got off to a thrilling start. Spanish side, Atletico Madrid, stunning champions Liverpool 1-0 in the first leg. Closer to home, Dortmund defeated Paris Saint-Germain. Dortmund's Erling Haaland broke the deadlock in the 69th minute. The 19-year-old just cannot stop scoring. The visitors got back into the game when Neymar leveled for Paris 6 minutes later, but Dortmund's teenage sensation saved the day, scoring just 2 minutes afterwards to hand the German side an important 2-1 victory. The second leg is coming up in March. The Scottish singer Lewis Capaldi and London rapper Dave were the big winners at the UK Brit Awards last night in London. Capaldi took home the gong for Best New Artist and Song of the Year, while Album of the Year went to rapper Dave. It was the 40th year of British pop's biggest award show. The truth is our prime ministers are real racist. They say you should be grateful we're the least racist. We have more news coming up at the top of the hour. Up next, the documentary Brain Beats, a journey into the future of listening. I'm Brian Thomas. For the entire team here in Berlin, thanks so much for being with us.